Hi, I'm Dr. Caroline Leaf, and welcome to this podcast. Today, I'm going to talk to you about mindsets, specifically for the 15 mindsets that successful people have and how to cultivate these mindsets that will lead you forward and not backwards. A mindset is an attitude, a cluster of thoughts with attached information. It's such an important concept because mindsets are so incredibly powerful. In my new book, Think, Learn, Succeed, I go into depth in the first section about mindsets and what they are and the 15 mindsets that I've identified that successful people cultivate. And I want to help you understand these to help you to adopt these mindsets in your lives. So a mindset is similar to an attitude, or is kind of like an attitude. And an attitude is a thought, and a thought has information and it has emotions. So every time that you think, you build a thought, and that thought has this information and these emotions, and together they create almost like a flavor. And a mindset with a good flavor is going to drive you forwards, whereas a mindset with a toxic behavior is going to hold you backwards. So basically, a mindset shapes how you see and how you interact with the world. It's literally a filter, or they are filters through how you perceive your day-to-day events and your world, and literally how you see your future. That's why it's so important to have the right kind of mindsets. Literally, a good mindset can catapult you forward, allowing you to achieve those dreams, allowing you to step into those dreams, or can put you into reverse drive if you're not careful. A mindset is a very significant mental resource and a huge source of power, because it is the mindset that you have in your mind, the information plus the attached emotions, that will decide how you perceive a situation. You see a situation through the power of a mindset. Your mindsets actually set your expectation levels. So either you're going to be positive or negative, and how positive and how negative is also set by your mindsets. Because you control your mindsets, they're not some pre-programmed function. It's actually you actually make your mindsets work for you. And what we see from research is that we are wired for love, which means that we are wired to have healthy, positive, love-based, optimistic mindsets. We're designed to have good mindsets. So we don't have negative mindsets pre-programmed in us. We can't blame a pre-programmed functioning inside of us. We actually have the ability to design our own mindsets and to activate mindsets in the direction of our wired for love design. Mindsets actually help you see the power of your perceptions, and they optimize your thought life. Because when you generate the correct perceptions, you are going to reveal your inner strength and your resilience. They are so powerful. The correct mindsets are integral to succeeding at school, work, and life. In fact, my book is called Think, Learn, Succeed in School, Work, and Life. So mindsets is an integral part of helping you to succeed at school, work, and life. It's important that we always remember that we're not controlled by our biology. So no matter how emotionally flat or chaotic your mind feels at any moment in time, you still control your mindsets. And remember, your mindsets are literally how you perceive the day-to-day events of your life. Almost like a pair of sunglasses. Think of a mindset like putting on sunglasses, and those sunglasses contain the information and the emotions of how you are perceiving that event. So if it's positive, that's how you see the event, and so on. Just thinking about something can cause your brain to change through the waves of energy that are generated on a structural level through genetic expression, and on a chemical level through the release of neurotransmitters. So when you put on those sunglasses of your mindsets, you are changing your brain, you are changing your every cell of your body as you are thinking. So your mind is controlling how your brain and your body are functioning. During my academic research and my clinical practice, I observed over and over and over again just how extremely important it was for my patients to be able to control their mindsets. In fact, I call this developing and controlling and self-regulating your mindsets mental self-care. And I found that as they learned, not only them, as I also learned to control my own mindsets, as we all learned to adopt a mental self-care attitude, this was key in succeeding versus just surviving. My objective in my life is not to just survive, it's to succeed. And with my patients, I felt I wanted the same for them. And the impact of thinking correctly and developing the correct mindsets is incredibly important in this process. So now let's talk about the first mindset, the thinker mindset. What is the thinker mindset? The thinker mindset is the ability to spend time just being alone with your thoughts. This is so vitally important for brain and mind health. This is a very important mental self-care mindset that leads to success. Let me tell you a few reasons why. And obviously, it's in my book, Think, Learn, Succeed, so you can find out more when you get that book. It's very easy in today's age to have access to any number of ready available stimuli. Social media, email, texting, ebooks, FaceTime, Skype, chat rooms, you name it. You literally have a world of data at your fingertips. In fact, we are so connected, sometimes we've forgotten how to spend time just being alone with our thoughts. There's such an interesting study that was done at Harvard recently and the University of Virginia, and they found that being alone with one's thoughts is considered an unpleasant experience by the majority of people of all ages. So not just the youth, not just the millennials, but all ages. In fact, they did this research on the participants ranged in age from 18 to 77 years old. And all of them, they battled to spend 6 to 15 minutes alone with nothing to do but think, daydream, and ponder. So what they did in this research experiment is that they put these people into rooms and they had nothing, no social media, no computers, no iPads, no phones, nothing. It was just themselves and they just had to sit and think. And it was between 6 and 15 minutes and they did not enjoy it. The majority of the participants didn't enjoy being alone with their thoughts. The only other thing that was in that room was a little shocking device. And some even preferred shocking themselves to sitting and thinking. The conclusions of the study are very interesting because they show that most of the participants preferred to be doing something, even something negative, rather than just using their imagination for several minutes. And this is a problem because our brain is designed to reboot every few minutes. We are actually designed to move into what we call the internal networks of our brain and activate them. We have these incredible internal networks that work like an orchestra, and they're called the default mode network is the main one, and it works with various other networks. And that default mode network kind of keeps things going inside the physical brain. So in order for our brain to function at a high level, when we adopt a thinker mindset, what we are doing is we're rebooting and activating this default mode network, which enables the neurotransmitters and just the general functioning of the brain to function at a much higher level. The result of that is deeper cognitive flexibility, deeper thinking, greater imagination, greater creative thinking, general increased ability to see more situations, see probabilities, just much higher level of functioning. And we need to do this every few minutes, literally multiple times a day. We need to kind of switch off to the external and switch on to the internal and develop our thinker moments. Thinker time is so important. It actually balances our minds, allowing us to observe our environment before we just let it influence and direct our thinking. You see, our brain is neuroplastic. Whatever you focus on the most, you're going to merge with. Whatever you think about the most is going to grow. So if you don't have these thinker moments, the chances are that you will pay attention and focus on the wrong things and build the wrong kind of information into your brain. And that's not always a good thing. You know, so often you can go through the day and you think, oh, wow, why am I thinking these things? Or why do I feel so bogged down? Or why do I just feel like I'm not moving forward? Or today's just like not a good day, or I just don't seem to be progressing. And I can tell you now, a lot of the time it's because you haven't taken the time out to just think. We need this downtime to function optimally, to cope with the demands of life, our minds and our brains need to internally reboot. And this can only happen when we are alone with our thoughts. You know, when you hear the word daydreaming, we think it has a negative connotation. Actually, daydreaming is a thinker moment. Sometimes you might find yourself just wandering off for a few moments in the midst of a conversation or in the midst of a meeting. You might find yourself wandering off And that's a reboot. And then when you come back into the conversation, then it actually enables you to be more focused and to actually process more of that conversation or that meeting, whatever it is that you're doing, in a much deeper way. We literally need to switch off all external stimuli, giving our thoughts some quality me time. Spontaneous thought processes like this are things like mind wandering, creative thinking, daydreaming. And these, when we do this, our thoughts are relatively free from focused thinking and external influences. And it doesn't have to be for long. I mean, you can literally do this for a minute or two and then come back again and join into the conversation or get back to what you were doing. But you need to do this at regular intervals during the course of the day. This type of internal thinking plays a very important role in contributing to the richness of intentional thinking and how you therefore learn, and adds a very, very powerful creative aspect to our lives. So if you think that you are chaotic in your thinking, think a moment and decrease the chaotic feeling and increase your intentionality. Your ability to learn and remember improves with thinker moments. Your ability to be more creative and therefore achieve those goals and visions and develop yourself will improve with thinker moments. The ability to reach those insights and inspirational highs that change your world, that happens in those thinker moments. Thinker moments increase and develop our intelligence and the efficiency of our thinking. In my own experience, helping my patients analyze and write down their thoughts in a very self-reflective way in those thinker moments when they were potentially ruminating and getting stuck was a very effective way to help develop their imagination. So I would help them work out which thoughts were free-flowing and track their direction over time, as well as noting which thoughts were getting stuck and track those, so to be able to be much more self-reflective and organized. Because there is a dangerous side to this thinking, where we can ruminate on the negative, where we can get stuck and we can have intrusive thoughts coming up and over and repeating those. Now, I'm not saying just allow that to happen. You need to be able to discern when you're in those thinker moments, whether those are constructive, positive thoughts that are leading you in a peaceful direction, or whether they are, you feel like they're making you stuck, whether they feel intrusive. And if they're intrusive, you need to stop them, write it down, and work through a process of detoxing them. And if they are creative and make you feel peaceful, then you can grow those. There's so much more to the thinker mindset. And this is all I'm going to share with you today. But I encourage you to get my book, Think, Learn, Succeed, and read more and find out more about this in very important mindset. I'm just going to conclude with just giving you a little tip. Management of thoughts is the key to success, which is why the overriding objective of all my work, research, books, and programs is to help you to manage your thoughts. All of these things that I teach are tips. And this thinker mindset is a huge tip in helping you to get control of your thought life. It is your perceptions of your thoughts and what you do with your thoughts that are so important. Learning to capture your thoughts and evaluate them logically by developing this thinker mindset is one of the most significant parts of any mental self-care regimen, allowing us to become more self-evaluative, more self-regulatory, and more successful. Thank you for joining me today. I'm Dr. Caroline Leaf.